lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Paul the Apostle was chosen by God to preach the Word of God, to let people know how to go to heaven. But Paul wanted his people, the Jewish people, to be saved. And when we look at the Scriptures, we read Paul the Apostle, what he said under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and Paul is plain spoken. Paul says it like it is. And as we look into Romans chapter 1, we see that in verse 25, he talks about people who change the truth of God into a lie. And they serve the creature, in other words, the creation, more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. And that's according to verse 5, or 25 of Romans chapter 1. In verse 26, it says, because of all these things that man has turned against God, that they once had the truth and they turned against God, that they have the truth now in the creation and in the Word of God, but yet they turn against God. And because they had all of this and they have this now, and they still do not believe God. Because of all this, Paul says, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. We're seeing that today in our culture. The world we live in today, people have turned everything into lasciviousness. Well, I remind you that a woman with a woman and a man with a man for sexual purposes is against the Word of God. It is not scriptural. It is not right. There is no way around that. If you disagree with that, take it up with God. Take it up with the Lord in His Word. It's not a political thing. It's a moral thing. It's morally wrong for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman for sexual relations. Well, as we look on in Romans chapter 1, verse 27, it says, and likewise also the men. Now Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, mentions the woman in verse 26. And now he doesn't leave the man out. He says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Well, I remind you to go back and read about Sodom and Gomorrah, how that this was an ungodly place. Now, we understand that Sodom, even today, that word sodomite is wrong. Men with men, that is wrong, and God destroyed that area, Sodom and Gomorrah, because of the unnatural affections that women had with women and men had with men. Now, the relationships that they had, sexual relations, God said, it's wrong and I'm going to destroy it. Well, if something is not done in our country, this world, especially this country we live in, the United States of America, if something is not done to put a stop to this, we're headed down that slope the same way that Sodom and Gomorrah went down. God destroyed that place, and God has no alternative but to pour out His wrath upon the people who go against His Word and against the moral responsibility that we have as a people that God placed on this earth to take care of this earth and to do things according to what He said. Not according to what we want or what we say, but according to what He says is right and according to what we feel is right. It makes no difference what we feel. We need to do as God says, thus saith the Lord. We see the wrath of God is coming against this country, and any other country that turns their back on Jesus Christ, upon God. Notice the word men in this verse. Meaning, of course, the specific word meaning males. And notice the word natural. In other words, that which is natural, normal, proper, and right in God's sight. God is the one who sets the norms and the standards. Man is wrong if he tries to set the standards. Notice, it says, they burned. They were inflamed sexually, boiling with desire, not love, but lust. Men with men, homosexuality is wrong, unseemly, shameful, receiving, getting just what they deserve, Paul says here. And the Word of God says, because of what they have done. Well, the verse talks about a recompense, a reward, a penalty. The word meet. The word meet in this verse means necessary. It's inevitable. Such sin cannot go unpunished. In verse 28, Romans chapter 1, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I said earlier in this, as we've been looking, that God said, okay, you want to do it your way, have at it. You go at it and see what happens. God has let this country, this world, go to a certain point. He says, okay, you want it this way, you go right ahead, but there is judgment coming. I submit to you today that the judgment of God, the hammer of God, is getting ready to fall upon this world, upon this country. He says, because they did not like to retain him in their knowledge, and because of that, he gave them over to a reprobate mind, not able to make sound decisions. We see that all around us today. Well, the result, back then when this was written, when we look at the scriptures, when Paul wrote this down, the result was to do those things which are not convenient. In Sodom and Gomorrah, God gave them over. That's what this verse says. God gave them over, or God gave them up. They reprobated the knowledge of God. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They abandoned the knowledge of God, and so God abandoned them. Psalm 81 and verse 12 says, so I gave them up unto their own hearts, lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Romans 1:29 says this, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Paul is not the prosecutor. He's telling it just the way it is. He's laying out the case. He's letting us see exactly what God wants us to see here. Paul says, filled with all unrighteousness. In a general word, going back to verse 18, this involves any kind of wrong thinking, speaking, or acting, or living. Notice, Paul uses the term filled with all fornication. We get our word pornography from this Greek word, and it is generally a word for any kind of illicit sex, anything contrary to what God established in Genesis chapter 2, man with a woman. Well, notice, filled with all wickedness. This is wickedness, evil, those who delight in doing what is wrong, filled with all covetousness. Literally, it means the craving to have more and more and more sin. Man is never satisfied, and the opposite of covetousness is contentment and satisfaction. And thus Paul refers, and God refers here to people who are not satisfied with what they have. They are greedy people. Well, Paul goes on to say, filled with all maliciousness. This is wickedness, depravity, badness in general, full of envy. This is jealousy over what someone else has, full of murder. Remember, Jesus said that we can also be guilty of a mental murder, which involves hatred and anger. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, Jesus says, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Full of murder, Paul says here in the verses we've read, the mind, the heart can murder. Full of debate, this is strife, arguments, fightings, a quarrelsome disposition. Full of deceit, a person who tricks and deceives. Full of malignity, Paul says, and this is evil, an evil disposition. Bad manner or character, someone who makes the worst out of the best. Finally, in that verse, he says, whisperers. Secretly whispering about others, slandering others, spreading gossip and rumors. Well, notice verse 30. Backsliders. Well, he doesn't stop in verse 29 with laying out the case here against people. He continues on. These people are backsliders, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Notice the word backbiters. The Greek word literally means to speak against, to say mean things or evil things about someone who is not there. And if you were there, you would never say it. This is open slander, false charges, false accusations. He says, haters of God. Paul says, God haters, as evidenced even by the way they use God's name. Despiteful, violent, one who brings harm or injury to someone. You read about that in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Paul doesn't stop. He goes on to say, proud. This would be arrogant, literally, to appear above others, showing oneself above others. Boasters, those who brag, inventors of evil things. They devise and contrive and plan what evil things they can do next. Disobedient to parents. This may seem out of place in such a list, but yet it shows how serious a thing this is to God. Who among us can say that he has never been guilty of being disobedient to his parents? Well, Paul is laying out a case. He's leading up to something. Romans chapter 1, verse 31. See, he's not finished. He says, these people are without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Notice without understanding. This is devoid of understanding. Stupid, because they're unwilling to listen to God. Foolish spiritually, blind. Covenant breakers. Faithless. They don't keep their word. Without natural affection, this means unloving, heartless, lacking that natural love which parents should have for their children, brothers, for sisters, and so forth. Implacable, this is unforgiving, impossible to pacify, unmerciful, showing no mercy, ruthless, and cruel. Verse 32 says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God says that people of this character that we've been reading about, God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever is willing to forsake the sin that is prevalent in their lives, the things that's wrong, who's willing to turn to God and say, God, forgive me of my sin. Please come into my heart. Forgive me, Lord. I want to go to heaven. I want to go your way because my way leads to hell. I want your way because your way leads to heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.